Good morning. An hour ago, I withdrew my name from contention for the office of state's attorney. I did so with great regret, but also with a deep conviction that neither I nor anyone associated with my campaign was responsible for tampering with voting machines. But a partial recount of select precincts has led me to believe that it is detrimental to the democratic process for Cook County to be subjected to a long and drawn-out recount. I would like to thank my supporters for their faith in me, and my husband, who has been amazing during this difficult time. Thank you. What do I do now?
Mrs. Nolfi, I find that the state has proved their case against you, and as a result, I must find you guilty. I do wish I had some discretion as to a sentence, but the number of pills in your possession triggered what is called a mandatory minimum sentence of 6 to 30 years. I do not believe you deserve such a sentence, but I am handcuffed. However, there are still 48 hours until the sentence must be imposed. If you can bring me evidence that will allow me to revisit your conviction, I will gladly do so.
Mandatory minimum sentencing. That's why I brought you four here together today. Jim, Bob, just because you're two of the most conservative lawyers I ever met doesn't mean you get to tease Carrie and Diane about their backward liberal ways. Anyway. This is one area where our political philosophies overlap. Liberals think that mandatory minimums are draconian and unfair. We think they're wasteful and unfair. Either way, we agree. A policy that's failed. Are we agreed on the test case?
Yes, sir. Stephen Mercurio. House painter. Became addicted to painkillers after back surgery. Gave some to a friend who turned out to be an undercover cop. His mandatory sentence, 12 years.
Jim, Bob, we agreed on this? For an extra $200 an hour, you can actually get him to speak.
I think we should consider someone else.
Well, a divide in the liberal caucus. What a surprise.
Louise Nolfi, a 62-year-old grandmother. She delivered a package to the post office. A drug-sniffing dog alerted to it. They opened the package and found 26 tablets of MDMA, ecstasy. A 6-year mandatory minimum.
Where's the file?
Oh, I don't have one. I just came from court.
We got a demo problem. Jailed grandmothers, people can pity. Jailed white guys, people can identify. A house painter, I think.
Artie. Meet her first.
Why?
You should have all the facts.
Meeting grandmothers isn't facts. It's manipulative kitsch. Do you know it?
Then why not meet her?
You're going to defend her either way, aren't you?
Yes.
The soft-hearted liberal in her natural habitat.
Miss Lockhart, Alicia's here.
Hey, Alicia.
I'm so sorry about everything.
Thank you.
Come on. They're waiting.
Water.
Thank you.
So, thank you. Alicia and I have been talking, as most of you know, and I called her right after her announcement.
I wish you hadn't backed down, Alicia.
Thank you, Dave.
And we've talked about it internally here, too, and...
We want you to come back as name partner.
And, you're not worried about my situation?
What, a voter fraud scandal? You mean after I almost went to jail for 6 years?
What about you, David? Do you agree with this?
I agree with anything that maintains stability.
Kalinda and I are having some troubles with the state's attorney's office. We're dealing with it. And my exit package, we already negotiated it. Bring your lawyer back in and we'll figure it out. This is home, Alicia. Welcome home. Thank you.
Geneva Pine.
Hey, Scary.
What can I do for you?
I've thought it over and I'll do it.
Do what?
Turn evidence against Bishop.
What evidence, Carrie?
I'll only do it if I ever guarantee you'll drop the charges against Kalinda and Diane.
Okay.
Give me a day to get some ducks in a row and I'll get back to you. Odd how things turn out. A month ago, no one wanted to turn on Bishop. Now everybody does. That was Carrie. What do you need from me? Evidence on Bishop's drug operation, his subsidiary businesses, all illegal activities. Look, I won't testify. Get me something I can use independently, and you won't need to testify. And you can't make a deal with Carrie. I told him I needed a day. Get me something before then.
I'm not going to talk about my grandson. He's turning his life around.
I know, Mrs. Melvey. The truth is the judge is sympathetic with your situation, but we need to give him a reason to overturn your verdict. Have you talked to your public defender?
Mr. Bollinger? No. Why?
Well, the judge may be angry with Mr. Bollinger for not doing a better job. We can overturn the verdict by arguing ineffective assistance.
I don't want to get him in trouble. He's such a lovely man.
He won't get into trouble. But let me talk to him.
Well, gentlemen, in this country, our courts are the great levelers. In our courts, all men are created equal.
So is this what made you want to become a lawyer?
No.
Made a lot of people at school want to become lawyers, but they're all prosecutors and tax lawyers now.
Working in reality.
I like when people give speeches and it makes other people change their mind.
I know, me too.
Did you ever get to do that in court?
No. It's mostly about facts and evidence. Most of the time, you don't really have someone you believe in.
That's too bad.
Maybe it'll be different this time.
What do you mean?
I'm going back to the law firm.
What? That's great. That's great.
God, do your duty.
Do you want me to pause it?
No, I know how it ends.
Mr. Gallagher, hello, thank you for returning my call. I know you were wondering if I was heading back to my firm, and it looks like I am.
You are? You're going back now?
Yes, definitely.
But I just got a call from Lockhart August saying you weren't going back.
Oh, well, that's a mistake. It must be an old message.
No, I just got it an hour ago.
From who, David Lee?
No, Diane Lockhart.
You... Diane called you?
Yeah, she was worried I would leave the firm, and I told her I was keeping my options open, so she asked me to hold off on calling you for a day or two. It surprised me, so I'm calling you now.
Mr. Gallagher, I'm going to have to get back to you, okay?
Of course.
They had no intention of bringing me back. They never did. They've been playing out this charade so they can cherry-pick my clients.
Well, even if they are, you can't make it personal.
Sure I can. I started that firm here, in my home.
We had so few outlets, we were running cables into Grace's room.
Hit them back. Chloric Agos, or whatever they're called now, they're not the only game in town. You have other options.
I'm officially a scandal, Peter. You should know that better than anyone. No one wants a sullied lawyer.
They want a good lawyer. And you have enough clients to go on your own.
I'm just tired, Peter.
All right, answer me this. If you went solo, how many of your clients would follow?
I don't know. Maybe 20.
Well, that's a pretty good book of business for day one.
Where would I even get the seed money?
Your exit package. Go back in there. Make as if nothing's wrong. Just be all smiles and then get them to rip up your exit package. You lost a lot of money on that package, right? Hmm?
Belinda?
Dex?
What do you want?
Did you know that Bishop's leaving the business?
What business?
He's worried about being betrayed, so he's turning evidence.
Where'd you hear that?
Geneva Pike.
The ASA. She's playing you.
Staying at the Dillon. Wants to stay out of jail, so he can be a dad. But Pine says there's room for only one person to turn evidence.
You need to get out of my car.
I came to you because I want to keep my job. Bishop goes, you'll be number one.
Hey, this is some type of a loyalty test from Bishop. You tell him I said to kiss my ass. I would never turn on him. Ever.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our concerns.
No problem. That's why we're here.
And thank you for listening to our concerns.
No problem. Happy to accommodate.
So you would like to renegotiate your exit package?
No, not renegotiate, rescind.
Ah, meaning what?
Meaning, since I am returning, it seems more sensible to just void it.
Like Alicia never left.
Well, the issue, of course, and it's an unfortunate one, is that Alicia's equity has already settled out.
On the cheap. Which is understandable at the time, but Alicia's going to need to be made whole again if she returns. And rather than waste time restoring the status quo, it makes more sense just to keep the status quo, don't you think?
Well, Alicia, I think all David is saying is this proposal is a bit of a curveball.
More of a slider, I'd say. Give us a couple swings, you can probably still hit it.
No problem. Take all the time you need.
Alicia, I didn't believe it before, but I think you're right. They're playing you.
Why do you think that?
Because they should have just said no to rescinding your exit package, but they delayed. They're stalling you.
To get my clients?
Mm-hmm.
So what do I do?
Start working the phones fast. Get your clients on board before they do, because they don't want you back.
We want her back, David.
Yes, but if we tear up her exit contract, she gets all her power back. First your equity package, a seat on the management committee.
What difference does it make? We want her back.
Yes, but on our terms, not hers.
She's a founding member of this firm. I say we swallow the cost.
And I say you two are burning money out of a misguided sense of loyalty. Let's at least run it by the finance committee.
Fine, but let's start calling back Alicia's clients, assuring them she's staying. I'm afraid Alicia might get the wrong idea if she heard that we were calling them before.
You've been a public defender for less than a year, Mr. Bollinger?
Yeah, 10 months. Oops, sorry.
I see, and so how familiar are you with Illinois criminal procedure?
I've been getting up to speed. It's complicated, though. Looking for Louise's file. Oh, here it is. Oh, sorry about the mustard stain.
So, you made the decision not to take issue with the prosecution's charge of intent to distribute?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there was video evidence of her mailing a package with 26 tabs of ecstasy.
These are good notes.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the way Justice Ginsburg liked them.
Justice Ginsburg? As in,
The Supreme Court Justice, yeah. I clerked with her for a year before joining the Justice Department. Look, I think you're going to have a hard time proving ineffective assistance, unfortunately. I mean, that's what you're going for, right? I'm incompetent?
No hard feelings, but yeah.
I wish I could have given you something, but unfortunately, I did a pretty good job at trial. I mean, if she were a regular street criminal, you could get her into a probationary program like TASC.
For drug addicts?
Right. She wouldn't see a day of jail. It's odd. Her having never used drugs is actually worse. She could get probation if you could prove she's a drug addict.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I was going to talk to her pre-sentencing officer about it.
Good idea. I will go do that.
Only in America, right? Your grandma go to jail. You're a drug addict. Go to rehab. You wonder why people like me are into smaller government.
Oh, yes, that's right. Smaller government would have no such ironies.
Perhaps there'll be smaller ironies.
Seriously, that's your experience of life. Smaller things are purer.
It actually is my experience of life, yeah.
Do you want me to step out?
No,
stay put.
What I find disgusting is the Republicans will starve a democracy of funds and then complain that society is dysfunctional.
Nobody is starving anybody of anything.
Mr. Gallagher, I wanted to get back to you first. Diane made a mistake yesterday. As it turns out, Alicia Florrick is returning to the fold.
Dear God, you all need to get your story straight. I have Alicia right now on the other line, and she says she's starting her own firm, and she wants me to come with her.
Jim, can you give me a moment?
I'll check in with him. David, do you know Reese Tipple?
Only by reputation. David Lee, family law. Very nice to meet you, sir.
Call me R.D.
R.D., simple American. I'm a conservative, too, sir.
Really?
Yes. Diane, do you have a minute? Alicia's playing us.
What do you mean?
She's on the phone as we speak, trying to steal James Gallagher away. She's starting her own firm again. She's dragging this out so we won't pursue her clients. Meanwhile, she's locking them down.
Then why would she insist on voiding her exit package?
For money. So she doesn't have to renegotiate her contract with a gun to her head. Gallagher just called me. I got him on hold. Well, he's got her on hold.
Carrie, we need a minute.
Jim, I have Carrie Agos and Diane Lockhart here with me. We just want to reiterate how much your business means to us.
I appreciate that, but I just want some stability, do you understand?
Mr. Gallagher, you say you have Alicia on the other line right now?
Yep.
Why don't you tell her you'll get back to her, and we will resolve this shortly.
Fine, but I gotta tell you, this is starting to get old.
I don't believe it.
That's because the last time she pulled this crap, you were on her side.
You really want to get into
this now? Stop
it.
Stop. Alicia's watching.
Dad?
Mr. Bishop?
He must be up.
I'll wait in the car until he gets back.
Dylan? Up here.
You're here. Yeah, I didn't want to leave Dylan alone. Actually, I'm surprised you weren't home.
Why?
Nothing. I just saw Dexter heading out. I figured you two were together.
Well, I'm here now. You can go. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Was Dylan downloading music or something?
No.
Somebody used a flash drive to download files.
Can you tell who?
Every time a USB device is connected to a computer, all the details, the serial number, the class of device, it's all stored in the registry.
So you can trace it?
Yes.
She's stabbing us in the back.
We don't know that yet. James Gallagher could just
be
doing
it. It's not just Gallagher. I spoke with Paisley and Tanya Page. You reached out to both of them, too. Kalinda, you just going to sit there?
Yeah. Alicia would never do this.
She's already done it. She did it last year, and she's doing it again.
She had a reason to do it last year.
Oh, how does it feel, Carrie, to be betrayed by...
David, what do you suggest?
That we play coy? String her along in negotiations until we have a chance to call the rest of her clients and convince them to stay.
Hey, Dad, I'm home.
Is Glenda with you?
Yes, sir.
You have a minute?
Hey, Johnny.
Why don't you head upstairs? We'll be right up.
I got an A in algebra.
I'm proud of you. When you came into my house, did you go into my study?
No.
Did you log into my computer?
No.
You saw Dexter leaving when you drove up. You said you saw Dexter leaving here when you drove Dylan home.
Look, I don't want to get anyone into trouble.
Why would anybody get into trouble?
I don't know. Do you still want me to stay, sir?
Yes.
Hey, boss, what you need?
Some information. Someone used a flash drive to download files from my computer.
Okay.
Flash drives leave their fingerprints behind. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't either. This flash drive was given the name DR's Jams Number 2.
Boss, I don't know. I mean, I keep two flash drives in my car, but they have all my music on them. I would never... Hold on. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
I think you should come over here, Dex. Dex.
I'll call you back. I'll call you back.
Do you want anything more from me, sir?
No. Maybe tomorrow.
No problem.
DR's Jams. Who's DR?
Dexter Roja.
Why do you have his flash drive?
I took it from his car.
Why?
You have everything you need on there to take Bishop down. This doesn't come back to me. And you leave Carrie and Diane out of it.
I'm looking for the pre-sentence officer on duty. Thank you.
Oh. May I help you?
I'm here for Louise Nolte. I'm her attorney.
Joy? No. I told him it's not true.
Would you like me to return?
No. Sit. No. I have to go. You tell him it's not true. All right? No.
That's Louise Nolfi, N-O-L.
I know. You were Carrie Agos' attorney, weren't you?
I was.
And Lemon Bishop's lawyer, too?
Yes.
Okay, this is it. Louise Nolfi. Possession with intent, 26 tablets of MDMA.
Yes, unfortunately for this client, that's typical. She has quite a high tolerance.
Is that why I'm talking to you and not her?
Oh, well, Mrs. Nolfi has a serious issue.
No mention of any history of drug use?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not something she advertises. She has children, grandchildren.
So how soon can she get here?
I beg your pardon?
Drug addiction or not. I need to evaluate her before I make a recommendation to the court.
Does she really have to come in?
Yeah.
Well, how about tomorrow?
It's unfortunate, but this election scandal has tainted the Florig name.
I'm afraid most judges would find themselves biased against Alicia right now.
Oh, I know. Those allegations were terrible, not to mention those emails she sent.
So the payment schedule of the exit agreement was tied to Alicia taking office, but she never actually took office. Therefore, the exit agreement is unfortunately void on its face.
So, I'm sorry. Where does that leave us?
It seems I'm still partner.
Forgive me, but I think we're going to need a minute to discuss this.
Mm-hmm. That bitch.
She's right about the exit deal. She never took office.
So tell her there's a new capital call. All partners have to pony up an additional $250,000 for improvements.
Oh, come on. It's a ploy, you idiots. You know, I almost admire her. We stall her to go after her class, so she stalls us to go after ours.
How dare you? Going after Reese Stipple. You've never even met him.
Excuse me?
David's been on the phone with every one of your old clients, and they've all received calls from you.
To tell them I'm coming back?
No, to poach them.
I'm sorry. Are you really accusing me of poaching? This whole negotiation has been a charade. You had no intention of bringing me back here.
Because you betrayed us.
No, Diane, because you betrayed me.
Get out of here, Alicia. Get out of here now.
Lamont Bishop, Chicago PD, you're under arrest.
You gotta be kidding me, right? With my son here?
Turn around, please, sir.
Dad.
I'm all right, Dylan.
What do you want me to do, Lamont?
Call my lawyer. Tell him Dexter he's dead.
What is going on, Geneva? What happened?
Carrie?
Yes, Carrie. You were getting back to me. Now I hear Bishop was arrested. What did you do?
I found another way.
You found another way with Glenda?
Carrie, just stay out of this. This has nothing to do with you.
You're going
to
get her killed.
It started after my husband died. I got the shakes. You know, my hands. I needed the drugs.
Wasn't money tight, Louise?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. A friend gave me a couple pills. Oxycodone. Roxy, I called them. That's a street name. When I was on the street.
I see. And where are you getting your supply now?
I had my man down the... on the street. The street where I live. Where my man gets me drugs. I need the drugs.
Uh-huh. Do you find that taking drugs helps you to avoid or relieve withdrawal symptoms?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, sometimes all I have is my high. Or I get the shakes. The, you know.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Nolte.
You're welcome. And just so you know, I want to get this horse off my back.
Monkey?
What?
Monkey off your back?
No, a horse. Yeah, horse.
Okay, she's not a junkie.
She doesn't fit the cliche.
I understand that mandatory minimums are unfair, ma'am, but I cannot recommend that a non-addict be put into rehab. Sorry.
Where's Kalinda?
She's not here.
Well, I need to leave a message. Someone turned on Bishop, and it was not me. She needs to tell Bishop.
It's not her either.
What?
Geneva Pine approached me to turn evidence. Kalinda wasn't involved. It was me.
It was you? How could it be you?
I gave Pine what I knew.
You did?
she was in my car. Kalinda. She took it?
Took what?
I'm such an idiot. The flash drives. She did this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tell Kalinda that I need to see her now.
She has nothing to do with this.
You tell her I need to see her.
Alicia? Do you have a minute? What, so Diane can cut my exit package again?
Alicia, what the hell's going on?
You tell me.
Diane and David Lee.
You think you're poaching clients? They're the ones who've been stringing me along for days, lying to my clients.
No, no, they wanted to bring you back, but then...
You called James Gallagher and said you were leaving.
No.
He called me. Diane went behind my back and told him I was out. No, she didn't. Wait. When did Gallagher say Diane called?
Right after our meeting. Alicia.
Diane called before the meeting. Before she even knew you wanted to come back. I know, because I was there.
She knew I was coming in. Yes, but she didn't know why you were coming in.
Well, David Lee is calling my clients right now. Because of you, because of what you did. So you're saying this is a misunderstanding? I'm saying that you need to call Diane right now. Hey.
Hey.
How long have you been there?
A few hours. Did you get Bishop arrested?
Carrie, don't worry. I handled it.
So you're not in trouble?
No.
Dexter Rojas was here. He wanted your help in figuring out who turned on Bishop.
That's good.
I said it wasn't you. I said I was the one who turned on Bishop.
Why'd you do that, Carrie?
Didn't want you to get in trouble.
I wasn't in trouble.
He mentioned a flash drive. He said he just realized that you were the one who took it from his car. What's going on, Kalinda?
Nothing.
I know it's something. When you talk that way, it's always something.
No, I can take care of it.
You're in trouble.
No.
Can I help you? Please?
No. Do you have a minute? I think we need to talk.
Yes, I think we do.
Hi. Grace. Hi. Is your mom in?
No, she stepped out. Do you want me to call her for you?
No, I wanted to talk to her in person.
Can I get you anything?
No, thank you.
Please, have a seat.
Smile. Dan.
I got your email. What's up?
Yeah, I took another look at the lab report again. Louise Nolfi was caught with 26 ecstasy tablets, but the price attached to the pills was $500.
So?
So the street value would be double that. Either someone's getting a great deal, or there's a problem with the amount of drugs.
Interesting. We'll talk to the lab tomorrow.
Yeah, you need to call them first thing in the morning. I won't be in.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Did Alicia call you?
No, she came in. We apologized to each other.
I'm glad. Life's too short to be mad.
Well, you're sounding philosophical.
Yeah. Come. I'll see you, Diane.
Are you sure you're all right?
I'm fine. Take care of yourself, okay?
You too.
Hey, I'm gonna get a snack. You sure you don't want anything?
Yeah, I have to go now. Grace, would you give this to your mom, please?
Sure.
Just whenever would be great.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.
You're sure of this, Miss Lockhart?
I am, Your Honor. I personally inspected the evidence this morning. And here is an affidavit from the custodian at the lab. The charge says that Mrs. Snolfi was caught with 26 tablets of ecstasy. But in fact, the tablets had been cut in half, which means that there were really only 13 tablets in the package.
And the threshold number for the mandatory minimum to apply is...
15 tablets, Your Honor.
Then it is my pleasure to inform you, Mrs. Nolfi, that I am finding you guilty of possession of only 13 tablets of ecstasy, and therefore will be sentencing you to 6 months probation, which will hereby be deemed served.
We need to bring Alicia on board.
Alicia came by last night and apologized.
Because we have her by the throat.
No, I apologized too. It was all a misunderstanding.
Good. Then we should bring her back.
No, you shouldn't.
Mr. Dipple, I'm sorry, but if you could give us a minute, we have an urgent personnel matter to resolve.
You resolve away. But for what it's worth, if Alicia Florek returns, I will be moving on. Had the conversation with Diane this morning.
What?
I may not see eye to eye with all y'all when it comes to politics.
Worry not, sir. You and I are on the same page.
But I do value integrity.
Yes, and no one has more than Alicia.
Mr. Agos, I am scrutinized heavily by the press, bloggers of every stripe. I can deal with the scandal that Diane's involved with, but I do have my limits.
Look, Alicia did nothing
wrong. You and I both know that doesn't matter. The Florek name? It's like George Ryan or Blagojevich. It's just another in a long line of corrupt Chicago Pauls. I'm sorry, but it's just how it
is. Excuse me, Mr. Agos? No answer from Kalinda. She's not in today.
Did you try her at home?
Yeah, just kept ringing.
Did you try her yourself?
No.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service.
Kalinda.
Hear that moon in the sky streak with gray. Human kindness is overflowing. And I think it's gonna rain today.
Who called you?
Diane.
Wow. Well, that's payback for dropping her Supreme Court justice.
No. It isn't.
Well, screw them. Start your own firm.
I don't have any clients.
Call your old clients and just tell
them. I did.
No one wants to stay. I mean, Colin Sweeney, but... I'm damaged goods.
Listen. Give it time. Look at me. A year after jail, I was back in the SA's office.
I'm tired, Peter.
It's okay. Be tired. Rest. Read a book. Recharge the batteries. Eli was talking about getting a ghostwriter. I think you should write a book.
About?
You. Your story. Your political philosophy. People are interested. They're more interested in you than me. You can do it, Alicia. You can come back from this. I know it.
Human kindness is overflowing, and I think it's gonna rain today.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.